I think Dems should be a bit cautious about gloating over the Obamacare numbers. There's a lot of iffy issues there.
Like whether people paid or not.
Yeah. Did they sign up for Obamacare? Did they sign up for Medicaid?
You are considered enrolled if you went to the website, either healthcare.gov or your state exchange, and picked something.
Right.
Then bang, you're enrolled.
You're enrolled.
If you didn't complete all of your information, like address and name and all of that, you're considered enrolled, even though you're not covered yet.
And let me just bring a point of it that I haven't heard from anyone else. Let me bring the insurance agent's point of view, okay?
The computer program just spits out junk data to them on the other end.
No, it's fine that you've signed up, and it's fine that if you've paid. But you have to continue to pay in order for this to be a success. You can't just pay, sign up for a couple months and go, you know, this sucks. I'm not doing this anymore, or I can't really afford it. I'm not going to pay anymore. It has to be sustainable. So gloating, it's a little early.
You know,
little early.
I've thought this for a long time now, and I've done commentaries about this. I think the opponents of Obamacare are making a mistake by emphasizing the bad rollout, the website that doesn't work, and the numbers of people that have signed up. Because to me, that's not the issue.
No.
The issue is that you are paying more for lousier coverage, and that's the going forward part.
You know, but I will tell you this. I had a conversation a couple days ago with a old high school friend of mine that signed up on the last day, of course, signed up and is getting what he says is better coverage for $150 a month less than what he was paying for.
And he's not alone. There are other stories like that all over the country.
There are a few. Then he's a low-income guy, or he's a guy that lost his job and is getting one of those big tax subsidies.
He is unemployed. That's exactly right. He is unemployed. He lost his gig and lost his health insurance. He goes to the exchange. Now, here's the other thing. Again, I think you're right. Whining and complaining and harping on the bad rollout, all that stuff, everybody knows about that. Let's be a bit mature and move beyond that. The issue is not to keep questioning the 7.1. Is it 7.1 now is the tally that
That's
they say?
The White House number.
Okay.
Yep.
Woohoo! We hit that 7. Okay. Don't start taking pot shots at, well, you know, it's that. The issue now is sustainability. If it continues, if you have more people sign up over the next few months and those that have signed up continue to pay and you don't have large fall-offs, then it's a whole new game. But if you do have that issue, that's where the designers of the Obamacare plan are going to have to do something to fix it.
Well, take your friend as an example. Mm-hmm. He's unemployed. Hopefully he finds a job soon. But if I'm unemployed and suddenly I have to live off unemployment benefits, which is what, $300 a week if you max out? Whatever
it is. I've never taken unemployment. I don't know.
The fact that I am saving money on my health insurance and only have to pay $150, that's not sustainable.
No.
You're unemployed.
Yeah.
But the health insurance is a huge drain on you if you're unemployed, and that's how you'd qualify for a huge break.
Yeah.
I know I ran the numbers. If this company, which I get my health insurance through,
suddenly
dropped out, and I had to go into the exchanges because I wouldn't get a huge tax subsidy. I earned too much money for that. It'd be a financial disaster for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, like I said, we'll see long-term sustainability, what happens.
Yeah, well, that's what people are going to – the government is choosing winners and losers.
Yeah.
People who are on the low-income scale get a huge tax break, and yet other people – you, me, the working class, have to pay more if their boss suddenly decides that, well, we're not providing health coverage anymore.
You know,
instead of the insurance companies picking winners and losers.
Insurance
like companies.
No, I don't understand that statement. I don't understand what you mean by that.
You mean
who gets covered? Who pays what? Which procedures get covered?
Well,
the insurance companies made all of those.
Policy defines that. Of course, there have to be rules for any insurance policy.
The insurance company doesn't just arbitrarily decide, well, you know what, Bob? I don't like the way you smell today. Your cologne doesn't work right for me. So, no heart transplant for you.
Right.
Your benefits are defined in your policy when you buy it.
And that's not changing.
No.
You can't say with a new Obamacare exchange policy, I believe if you send me to the moon, my cancer will be cured.
Yeah.
That's still not covered.
I understand what you're saying, Tom, because I experienced it firsthand. A individual in my family needed a surgical procedure. The doctor recommended that they be airlifted to Shands Hospital in Gainesville. When they went and they filed it with the insurance company, and they had to get insurance company approval for the airlifting and for the surgery, the insurance company came back and they said, according to our records, we are showing that the exact same surgery is available at Tampa General Hospital without having to be airlifted, with the same exact success rate, and the individual can be transported via ambulance without the cost of a we will pay for that. Now, it wasn't a denial of coverage. It was a bit upsetting until I talked with the doctor and I said, okay, are you telling me that we are going to get substandard care because of the insurance company? He goes, no, absolutely not. You will get the same care. You will get very good care at Tampa General. The surgery will be fine. He said, I prefer Shands in Gainesville, because I've got more connections with him. He said, but that'll be fine. You'll do very well. And I said, okay, because if there was a difference, I'd pay it out of pocket. So it's not a case where insurance companies say, well, no, you can't have this unless it is defined in the policy. They will make recommendations of normal and customary procedures. That also does not mean that that system can't be improved. And I will say this. There is one positive aspect about this. Hillary Clinton tried to do health care reform. Remember that?
Sure.
And it was an abomination. Nobody would, they wouldn't walk near it. It was a landmine.
Didn't come up for a vote.
No.
Nobody. Shelved by people in her own party who were scared to death of it.
They looked at it and went, no. As a result, there were no reforms made in the health care industry. Obamacare and this debacle has caused a shakeup of the status quo. And so, hopefully, there will be something good that comes out of it. However, taking that attitude is kind of like the guy from, was it CNN or MSNBC? I think it was CNN that said, hey, you know, this Malaysian airliner, there is a positive outlook about this, you know? And they're like, what? What the heck could be the positive outlook on something like this? They said, well, the main thing is that we've discovered that there's so much pollution in the ocean. What? That is your outlet. You're like, oh, well, we're more aware of pollution in the ocean now that 300 people or 250 people have mysteriously disappeared in an airliner crash. Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, we were going to do listener email, but Chris and I went off on a tangent.
You saved us from listener email? Congratulations.
Oh, no problem. We'll just move it to another segment today or tomorrow.
Hey, Tom. Tom,
yes?
There's the door.
Well, yesterday was the big deadline to sign up for Obamacare, and the White House seems very happy. They said that 7 million people have signed up. Mm. When asked how many people tried to sign up, they were like, 30 million.
What?
What's that?
What was that again?
Oh, nothing. I'm just saying everything is a big success. Everything's great.
Yeah, how many people try to sign up?
30 million.
I can't hear. Again, I can't hear.
Well, it must be windy in here. I'm so sorry.
70 million.
That's right. The White House says it surpassed its goal for the people enrolled in Obamacare. It's amazing what you can achieve when you make something mandatory and fine people if they don't do it and keep extending the deadline for months. It's just, it's like a Cinderella story. It's just a beautiful thing. You make everyone do it. Isn't that great? How many people do it? But if you still haven't enrolled, you might have to pay a penalty called the Individual Shared Responsibility Payment, which is 1% of your salary. Ooh. Then Americans said, man, good thing I don't have a job. I mean, then I would have to give that